Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Well, welcome everyone to the Life on Purpose podcast. Today I have a very special guest, Kate Berkey. Kate is not only an author, but she is a speaker. She's passionate about helping women discover the heart of the Father and live bold lives rooted in Him, which of course I absolutely love. She has worked in ministry for 10 years, speaking into the lives of hundreds of women from over a dozen countries. That is so impressive, Kate. I can't even tell you. Recently, she and her co-author published their first book called A Place Called Bravery, Daring to Live Courageously, Dream Boldly, and Influence Bravery. And we're going to talk more about that later. So welcome, Kate. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Amy. I am truly so excited to be here and just so honored that you would let me be in this space with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't finish your bio because I want you to finish it. I want you to just, before we totally dive in, give the listeners just a little bit of background about you and who you are, where you're living, all of that. Cause I know you've had a lot going on recently. So yes. If you want to share just a little bit about that, that would be great.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Kate Berkey. I actually live in Chicago, Illinois with my husband. We got married in May of this year. So it's been a whole 4 months of marriage. So we're awesome. Not experts by any means, but we're learning little bit by little bit. It's been a wild couple of months. A month after we got married, the book launched. So there's been a lot of moving pieces in my world, but I love what I get to do. I live in Chicago and work with a little ministry here called Divine Oasis Ministry. We work with refugees and immigrants on the north side of the city. So when I'm not writing or trying to get speaking engagements and just speaking into people's lives, I'm also working in this neighborhood with refugees and immigrants, teaching a lot of English, helping kids with homework, a lot of different meeting felt needs, but also sharing the gospel. And so what I get to do here in this neighborhood is just a different version of what I get to do just through writing and trying to empower women or just help them find their identity in who the Father is. My biggest passion is just helping women, men and women, but my heart is so much for women, just helping them collide with the heart of the Father. I think that collision is so important in our lives. And that's a huge passion of mine. It's what's led me in ministry in Thailand, in Chicago, and other trips that I've been able to take around the world and do ministry in those ways. That is truly what leads me in all of that.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And, you know, I love the name of the book, A Place Called Braverly, especially, you know, as a confidence coach, I think it's so important to remind women, and I'm the same way. I mean, obviously, I want to speak into men and women, but my heart also is for women. I think a lot of times we get in our own head and we overthink and self-doubt and we forget all the things that God has for us, right? But we need to be able to be brave enough to step into those things.
Yes.
And so I want to first just talk about the title because I love it's called A Place Called Braverly. So where is Braverly and how can we get there in our own life?
Yes. Okay. So this title works on two levels, because Braverly is a physical location, in Mae Sot, Thailand. So I lived and worked in Mae Sot, Thailand, which is right on the border of Thailand and Burma, for about a year from like 2018 to 2019, 2020, there was a little bit of some breaks in there where I was in the States. So about a year in Thailand, and Braverly is an actual training center. on the border there. And we work with women specifically. And we work with a lot of women come over from Burma into Thailand to just find better opportunities to maybe escape the war that's going on there. And so we work with Thais and people from Burma and provide just jobs, training, just that stability. We're trying to raise up an entire family by helping the moms find stability. Cause I think that the ripples of that just can go for generations. And so that is the heartbeat of this literal place called Braverly. There's the mission of that training center is live brave, dream bravely, and influence bravery. And so that just, it spurs on everything that we do. So when we were writing this book, A Place Called Braverly, that mission, live brave, dream bravely, influence bravery, that is what spurred everything on in the book as well. And so, well, yeah, on one hand, it's an actual location. But on the other hand, it's just this idea. It's this embodiment of an idea to choose courage, to live from a place of courage over fear, to truly embrace who the Father is and what he says about us, and let that be the source of our courage. And so it's this figurative place, it's this literal place. And I think that what we tried to do in the book and what I try to do in my own life and in conversation with others as we talk about this idea is communicate that getting to this place of bravery is just a choice day after day after day, little step by little step, choosing courage over fear, bravery over insecurities, and just choosing to believe that what the Father says about us is actually true, that he actually means what he says, and then to embrace that and to run with it and to run in confidence of who he says we are. Feel so passionate about this. Even as we're talking, I can feel like rising up in me, because I think that if we truly live from this place of bravery, of courage, I think that can change just everything in our lives, our families, the work that we get to do. There's just such a greater sense of freedom in living from this place of not ignoring our fear or pretending like we're not afraid or that we don't mess up or make mistakes or whatever, but just choosing that we will try, we will practice courage. And that is truly what a place called Braverly, to live from that place. That's what that looks like, is choosing to try, choosing to practice courage, even when we feel completely out of our element, completely afraid, completely insecure, because that choice is truly rooted in who the Father is and what he says about us.
Yeah. I mean, you're totally right. I love, obviously, your whole mission. It aligns so perfectly with life on purpose and all of that great stuff. And one of the things that I always say that you just kind of spoke into was, you know, fear is normal. That is a normal feeling that we all have, but courage gets the final say.
Yeah.
And so what would you say? Well, first of all, I love the fact that Braverly isn't an actual place. I mean, how special is that? Yes. Now I need to like look into that even more, just because I think that just adds another element of just a connection. You know what I mean? Just not, yeah. It's not just the mindset shift, which you're talking about in focusing on feeling, you know, being brave and you know, not letting our fear overtake us, but also that this is an actual physical place.
Yes.
And that is so special.
Yeah.
But how would you today encourage, like what would be a couple of ways that women can, especially young women, can begin to embrace bravery? Do you have a couple steps that they could begin with? Like, what does it take, do you feel like, to be brave?
Yeah. Well, I think so my definition, my understanding of bravery is truly rooted in just the teaching and the life of Jesus. So that's really where I come from this, or come to this conversation, is truly rooted in who he is and what he has done. And it's truly rooted in the Father, who just gives me so much courage and so much truth. But man, I would say for somebody that wants to choose courage more in their life, there's not like a, I haven't found like a great, like step-by-step-by-step process, but I have found practices that I think are so important. One of the stories that we talk about in the book is the story of Peter and Jesus on the water and Jesus calling Peter out onto the waves, which I believe is still a huge invitation for us today. Maybe we're not actually literally on the water, but I think that Jesus is always standing in the place of the unknown or the place that seems totally impossible. And he's looking at us and saying, come. In that story and in the book, my co-author, Christy, really dove into this story and talked about how when the disciples saw this figure on the water, all Jesus said was, take courage, it is I. So he didn't even say who he was. And then when Peter said, okay, if it's you, just tell me to come. And he said, okay, come. And that's it. That's the only conversation that you see. And in that moment, what Jesus was communicating to Peter, he was communicating a lot. But I believe that one of the things he was communicating when he said, come, is Jesus was communicating, like, I believe in your ability to come. And I think that as we try to figure out how can we live with more courage, how can we choose that in our everyday life, we have to first recognize that Jesus is looking at us from a place of impossibility and unknown, and he already believes in our ability to do the thing that he's calling us to do, or sometimes it's not even this big thing, like move across the country like that, or move across the world. Sometimes it's this little thing that Jesus is asking us to step into, and he already believes in our ability to do that. And I think that when we find our courage rooted in that, we can walk on the water. And as Peter started to sink, Jesus asked, why did you doubt? Like later when they're in the boat, he asked, why did you doubt? And what something that Christy talked about in the book was, when Jesus asked that, what if he was asking, why did you doubt your own ability with me to do that? Not why did you doubt Jesus, like, why did you doubt me? But why did you doubt the confidence that I already see in you and the confidence that I have in you? And so I think that truly, if we want to find those lives of courage, it's rooted in first in who Jesus is and the confidence that he has in us. And for me, one of the best practices that I have found is truly being still in his presence and listening to his voice, because the voices in our head are so loud. Sure. They're so, so loud. And they, when fear or insecurity strikes, those voices just echo. And so I think that one of the best practices we can have as we try to choose courage is to start from a place that is rooted in who he is. So rooted in his voice, rooted in the confidence that he already has in us. Like I said earlier, like truly embracing and believing that it's true. And then, I mean, sometimes you just got to do it afraid. Like, I know that that's a very like common, well-known
right
phrase statement. But even if it's something that feels really little or something that feels really big, there's never going to be a moment where we're truly fearless. There's rarely a moment where we truly feel fearless. And so sometimes we just have to do it afraid and take a little step after little step. I've seen that in my life where the Lord will call me to take a step of courage. And I am so fearful, but I will take one step. And then that just, it starts to become this snowball where if we just take one step and another step and another step, suddenly we find ourselves in the middle of an ocean with Jesus walking on the water. And you're like, how did I get here? I don't know how this happened, but it was just one little step after little step of courage, even if we felt totally afraid and out of our element.
Yeah. Well, and I think in order to take those steps, you have to trust. And so, you know, it kind of goes back to trusting the fact that, you know, God knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yes.
And I think once you change the perspective on that and really hone in on that, and I love how you use the word practice, because there isn't necessarily one size fits all answer here, but there are things that we can start practicing each day that become more second nature, that can help our mindset mindset shift from this self-doubt and self-sabotage to, okay, every morning, if I get in a practice of, you know, surrendering everything to God and being willing to hear or see what He might have for me today, I'm going to be less likely. I may have to still do it scared, like you said, but I'll be more willing to do it. And that's where the courage goes into place. I will be trusting what He sees in me, even when I don't see it in myself. And so I think that I love how you say that, because there isn't a one specific thing, one and done answer, but we can start practicing certain things to set us up where we feel more willing to, you know, to get through it and to actually step into something.
Yes.
And also, you know, there's a lot of things that we shouldn't be stepping into, and that's, and so the being still part, I think, is really important, because we really need to have some discernment of what we're stepping into. And if the world's voices are louder than God's voice, then we need to kind of assess that. And so, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think it's really important. We have a very loud world right now.
Yes.
And so unless we are carving out time to listen to God's voice above all of that, even our own agenda, sometimes we're the loudest in our own head. It's not even outside influences.
Oh, I know.
And so if we just, again, another practice of, you know, just being a little disciplined in our daily life, then those become a little bit more routine. And then again, the mind shift slowly changes. And then our bravery can start developing in a different way where, you know, we're able to do it. And I love that. Of course, do it scared. I mean, you know, sometimes that's just the way it is until it becomes more second nature. Yes. Now, would you say in your work and experience, I mean, because you've had a lot of, you know, ministry experience, but just even your everyday work is like ministry experience. Where do you find what is one thing that typically is holding women back from being brave and courageous? Yes. Is it just they haven't developed this mindset shift yet? Or is there one particular thing that stands out? Or what would you say to that?
Yeah, I think that the thing that has come up time and again for me in working with women is that, finish it however you want, but it's the phrase like, I am not blank enough.
Mm.
Like, I am not good enough. I'm not capable enough. Like, someone else is so much more qualified for this. I think it's that mindset, what you said earlier. And it's those voices that sometimes aren't even what you said, the world. It's just like our own minds, or maybe sometimes it really is the enemy, like putting these ideas and these lies in our heads. That is what I have seen time and again. And even in my own life, just to be completely honest, like my co-author and I wrote this book, and we battled the whole time of like, wow, we are not qualified for this. Like, I am not good enough for this. Or like, I am not a, like, there are better writers out there, guys. Like, what are we doing? I think that that is something that holds everyone back, but especially I've seen it in women more than men, to be honest. Is just, I am not blank enough. And I think that that just gets put on repeat. And I think that that's part of the mindset and the thoughts that the Lord just wants to tear down and replace with something new. But I think that we need to be intentional about replacing that with something new. I recently read John Acuff's book, Soundtracks. It's amazing. But it's all about replacing these broken soundtracks in our minds with something new and something better and something true, not something that will just pump us up, but we don't actually believe, but something that's true. And I think that that's what we need to do in our lives and our everyday lives is like recognize when that, that voice or that phrase is starting to echo and call it out for what it is and replace it with something true. And I think that as we do that, that we will also find courage in those moments. When we choose to replace a broken soundtrack or a lie or a thought, whatever it is, with something that's actually true that we believe, we will also find courage. But I think that that is one of the biggest things that can hold me back and a lot of women that I've been able to work with.
Yeah. I agree. Same thing, but it is interesting. And it's always, I think, important to keep bringing light to that so we can pay attention to it. Kate, you are such a blessing. I talked to Kate before this interview even recorded. I could talk to her all day long. What you're doing is amazing. And I want to have people connect with you. I also would love for you guys to grab a copy of this book. I'm going to be giving away a copy when I air this episode. So be sure to leave a comment. When you've listened, you can leave it either on Facebook or Instagram. You can leave it on mine or Kate's. We'll, you know, share whatever, and then we'll pick a winner. But Kate, how can they connect with you outside of this interview and stay updated on all the things you have coming up?
Yes, I appreciate it so much. I'm so excited for people to just get to interact with this book as well. But you can find me on Instagram at Kate Berkey. And also my co-author and I, Christy, we have been doing a series of videos. And so we've been diving a little bit more into the book, but also just on courage and how do we truly choose courage in our everyday lives. We've been able to interview some of our friends or just other writers or other people that we believe that are truly choosing courage to just talk about what does it look like in our everyday lives. So if you'd like to check out those videos, they are posted on YouTube every week. Just search Kate Berkey again, and you'll find my channel. You'll be able to subscribe. But that is another way that people can just stay in touch. You can also visit kateberkey.com. But those Instagram and YouTube are the big ones right now.
Awesome. And I'll have Kate tagged in everything that I'm posting. So you're able to just directly go to her. I know with spellings of last name, everyone's like, Kate Berkey, how do I spell that?
I mean,
I'm only saying that Kate, because of my last name with Debrick, but everything will be linked so you can get a direct access to Kate and all that she has going on. Well, thank you again, Kate. I love the book, A Place Called Braverly. Please go pick a copy up.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy. This has been amazing.
Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.